This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
I don't know why, but this song sounds like it's probably in the first half of Sarah Sivian's playlist from The Athletic and the Too Many Men podcast at 2_much_man on Twitter, part of the Dan Le Batard podcast family. Ms. Sivian, how are you?
I'm great. Guess where I'm going Saturday? Third Eye Blind concert.
I didn't know if Dennis knew that or not, but it definitely sounds like something that you tweet about often. Real quick, on your Twitter, before we get to the Hurricanes, please stop posting photos of puppies.
Well, my brother adopted. Okay, my brother's a very, he wanted to wait till he had a house. He's 36 to adopt a dog. So he adopted this 2-year-old dog, and he lives in New York. So when it was Kane's first Rangers, I went to visit him, and I'm like, I got to be honest, this dog has a lot of nipples, and they're getting big. I think this dog is pregnant. So then he takes it back to the shelter, and she's about to have a baby. So then they had 9 babies. So they're taking care of them and keeping 3 of them.
They're keeping 3. I know they're all named after Kennedys. That's hysterical. Yeah. But they are adorable. Is it a lab?
Yeah.
Gosh.
She's I forget the exact name. She kind of looks like she has beagle ears, but is a lab. I think they have a little bit of pit bull in them, but I guess we're seeing every day they have new features. So it's been an adventure.
All right. Well, it's great. If you want to see pictures of puppies, go to at Sarah Sivian on Twitter. All right. Let's get to the Hurricanes, who tomorrow at noon will probably not do anything because it has been their MO to not delve into free agency at the front, or do you think that they will have a departure from their past performance?
I feel like you're right, and what they do is use it as kind of a test to see, okay, then what can I realistically trade for? What's out there? I see Pierre LeBrun reported that they kicked tires on Brent Burns. Sometimes even I overreact to things like that, and then I realize, okay, they make so many calls. So it's not like they're not doing anything, but they're kind of seeing what's around and weighing the risk analysis, I feel.
Yeah, I agree. I think they are more likely to make a trade than they are to actually go out and get a free agent, buy a free agent. I know they've been mentioned with John Klingberg, but they have so many things to add. They trade Tony DeAngelo, who would have made roughly $5 million here on a 2-year deal if the Hurricanes had signed him to the contract that Philadelphia signed him to. But so they basically need 8 players. They have, assuming that Jake Gardner won't play here, and I don't think he will, anywhere from $22 to $23 million to sign 8 players. They got to go bargain shopping again.
Yeah, absolutely. They kind of, I'm writing a story now where they have their work, they made their work cut out for them, but they kind of have a few options. I know Dom Riddell, he hinted that it might be a trade at the draft. He was just saying, I know a lot of guys, there are more teams than you think that want to offload money. So that obviously means that would happen via trade.
Right. Well, look, Edmonton wants to get rid of money. I mean, Tyson Barrie could get traded. I'm not sure Tyson Barrie. Do you think Tyson Barrie is an upgrade over Tony DeAngelo?
What's his contract again?
$4.5 million for 2 years.
Well, there you go. I think he is just at that level or maybe a little bit under it from what Tony's more of a risk though, right? Because it was only 1 year, where Barry's been a consistent above average offensive defenseman, and with less money, I think that's kind of what they're looking at too. And it's not, I'm all on board with this. Sometimes they're a little frugal statements, but they have a lot of spots to fill right now if they want to not just stay the same and get better. So I would like Tyson Barrie. That's definitely a good option.
I mean, if Edmonton is looking to shed salary, the Hurricanes, $4.5 million for 2 more years is certainly, you can certainly squeeze that in, and that would be a good start. It doesn't necessarily preclude you from doing some other things with some forwards. Do you see any of their, and when I say any, I'm really talking about, Trocheck's gone, I would imagine. Niederreiter, I know they qualified Ethan Bear, which might be a surprise to some people because there was some contentious back and forth in negotiations initially. You see a guy like Niederreiter coming back on some sort of a deal?
I do, and I feel like that one is really the most 50-50 out of anything because I don't think the Canes are married to it, but I think they do actually – it's not like they're throwing it out and they're saying, okay, that's a write-off. I think Nino deserves to look at free agency and see what's around, but I don't know if he's going to get, like, the big – I think he's an underrated defensive offenseman. He can play on Staal's wing and still put up points, which is pretty impressive, but at the same time, like – I don't know if there's a market for him that's significantly larger than what I don't even know what the Canes are offering him, but if it's even a little bit above what he's already making, then I think they both have to settle on that.
Adam Gold in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. Coach, how does longevity risk figure into our retirement and income plan?
This is the best of times and the worst of times, Adam. The longevity risk means we're going to live too long. But to me, every day I live is not too long.
Right, absolutely.
Good. So we want our money to outlive us. And unfortunately, many people I've seen, you out there listening, maybe one of them, your money is not designed to outlive you. You might outlive your money, and that's not what we want to have happen. Because when we get to that day after you run out of money, it's not going to be a fun time. So let's design a plan that guarantees you'll never run out of money. We call it the GPI plan, Growth Protection Lifetime Income. For the next 10 people, this is a golden ticket, Adam. $1,000 value, we're going to do it at no cost or obligation.
And all you have to do is call. We make it so easy. Would you like financial independence into your retirement and beyond it? 800-661-7383. That golden ticket is a $1,000 value, or you could text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter. So Valerie Nikushkin got an 8-year contract with an average annual value of $6.1 million. And I may be crazy here, but didn't, like, 2 years ago he not score a goal?
The playoff, baby, the playoff and the visibility. I just take that one goal and then I get a few more, but he is definitely reaping the benefits of that.
57 games, no goals, and no penalty minutes. Didn't impact the game at all.
In that case, you'd want some pims.
I mean, that's hysterical. But look, we watched in the playoffs, and he was amazing in the playoffs. And Colorado's cap situation is kind of really good. They can bring back everybody. They can pay Kadri almost $9 million if they wanted to. I don't know. He might get more, but they can fit everybody in. That's an amazing situation, knowing that they still have to pay Nathan MacKinnon down the road. Sarah Sivian from The Athletic. If there was priority one for you for the Hurricanes, what is it?
I mean, now it has to be replacing Tony, because what, even if Jake Gardner comes back, you need at least one top four, preferably right-hand shot. And if Gardner doesn't come back, you need at least two. Like, I think the Canes used to kind of pride themselves on having the best blue line in hockey, and that's kind of, it's been a revolving door and in many aspects. And I think that is what they need to, especially if, their thing has always been above average goalie. It doesn't have to be elite goalie if you have an elite blue line. And now they have to kind of make that blue line elite again if they want to keep an above average goalie tandem but not an elite tandem and take a step forward. But at the same time, they need more secondary scoring.
Yeah.
Primary scoring.
Well, that's where I was going. And some people push back at me on Twitter, which obviously never happens. when I mentioned that, I think that since the Hurricanes don't delve into free agency, really, that's been their history. The three major free agents that have been signed in the Tom Dundon era are Calvin DeHaan, Jake Gardner, and Jesper Fast. I didn't count Ryan DeZingle as a major free agent signing. So they really haven't done very well in free agency because they are not going to pay inflated prices, because that's what free agency does. It drives the prices up, which is, that's fine. I have no problem with it. But the Hurricanes aren't going to do it. But I don't see them doing that. I actually think that their improvement almost has to come from within. It might come from a trade, but it almost has to come from within. And you and I have already talked about the potential for Seth Jarvis to be better. Andrei Svechnikov has to be better in the postseason. Sebastian Aho was good but not great in the postseason. I would say the same thing about Teuvo Teravainen. So to me, that's where their biggest improvement has to come. Is that crazy?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And they're still young guys. And then you look at, like you mentioned, the Avalanche. Like, it's those players on that team were patient and took a few steps, and then they got there, right? Like, it's not – there's still some time to before we panic about the window closing. And, Sebastian Aho's coming into his prime, and I think Svechnikov isn't at his prime yet. Obviously, Jarvis, we don't even know what he's capable of yet. And Nate just had a bad year last year. If he stays with the team and is able to produce, especially on the power play, I guess he's really good at making plays on the power play still, and they need that. So if he can just kind of, I don't know what he needs to do, focus, but and we haven't even touched Kotkaniemi. I wonder if we're going to look back on that and say, okay, the Canes couldn't get a free agent because of this cap space situation. I don't know, but that's going to only be unveiled in a few years.
Yeah, I think you and I are probably in the same spot with Jesperi Kotkaniemi in that I'm not sure we're going to look back on it and think it was a great idea. 8 years, 4.8. I mean, he either has to outperform that or there was no reason for it to be an 8-year contract. One of those two things is going to be true. It'll either be an amazing contract or we'll go, why? And
exactly.
And that it might not be terrible, but we'll just go, why? Why eight? Why 8 years for that? So that's where we are. Are you still optimistic, unlike some of Kane's Twitter?
I just think about last year, right? And maybe even the year before that. It's kind of like, I don't know how we define things working out, but I'd say the moves the Canes made last year were generally a success. Like, you didn't think Anderson was going to get hurt before the playoffs, right? And he had a great season. And then there's a few other things that you're like, oh, they got significantly worse this offseason. And then they end up, like, even D'Angelo was great on the ice and was one of their best players at times. So they were able to flip a depreciating asset into something else. And I think that's a success. So I'm like, I'm hesitant to count them out. I wonder how they're going to pull it off. But with people like Eric Tulsky, I imagine they're going to pull it off.
Yeah, look, I thought they did a great job last year. They made significant improvements to not only the NHL roster, but the AHL roster, which gave them a little bit of a cushion and depth of usable talent that could be brought up to the NHL. But they're going to have to do it again. And I know we're going to see at least one player off the Chicago Wolves championship team in Jack Drury likely make this team. We'll see what happens going forward. And I agree. I think Natchez will be here unless he is part, if he has to be included in a pretty significant trade. But I think Natchez will be here.
But then you're like, you have to fill all these holes, and it's like stop gapping at that point. I'd like to see them give Natchez another chance. I think he's – or Natchez, who knows at this point. But I think he's such a talented player, and maybe there's just been like some frustrations on both sides, but if they can work that out and he can get to a place where he feels confident and optimistic, then I think he has a really successful future.
I agree. I mean, he's incredibly talented. I think he's got a great shot. He needs to work on putting it on frame. As I blend soccer and hockey terms, but I'm looking forward to that because I do think he will be here. Too Many Men podcast @too_much_men on Twitter, part of the Dan Lebatard podcast family. Sarah Sivian, I appreciate your time. We'll see you back here. Keep posting puppy photos. I was lying earlier.
I'll keep posting. Thanks so much for having me, Adam.
All right, take care. Sarah Sivian from The Athletic.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19th, 2006, but it all started May 6th, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.
I mentioned we were going to talk about ketchup. We're not really going to talk about ketchup, although I could be persuaded to have any sorts of silly conversations. But yesterday it was announced that Heinz would no longer have naming rights to where the Steelers and the University of Pittsburgh play football. So it has been it has been Heinz Field since the Steelers and the Panthers moved into that stadium. I don't even know how many years ago.
01, I think.
Right? They used to play at Three Rivers.
Yeah.
As the Pirates played at Three Rivers. And that
I've seen both football and baseball at Three Rivers.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I have seen neither.
Okay.
I have not been on the ground in Pittsburgh. I've been in the airport.
Okay.
I changed flights there, I think, on my way up to Minneapolis one year. And where we got off, it smelled like pizza. That's
okay.
What I remember about the Pittsburgh airport.
All
and
right.
It smelled good. Anyway, so Heinz no longer will have naming rights, which, okay, it's a corporate name.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger takes to Twitter.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right. Home will always be Heinz Field. It's a corporate name. Like, the difference is that it's never had any other name, right? Where the Mets currently play is Citi Field. It's not because it's in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sort of in the city. It's in Queens, but it's, you know, kind of a hybrid city suburb. So but it's the bank. It's Citi, C-I-T-I.
Yeah.
For those people who grew up going to Mets games at Shea Stadium, or like, how about if you're a Cardinal fan? You've been at Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
It's the beer maker.
Yeah, Anheuser-Busch.
Right? Like, it used to be, they used to play in Sportsman's Park. So if you ever played in a stadium where it wasn't a corporate name and then it became a corporate name, that seems weird. But this has always been a corporate name. It's always been paid for. It's not because the city of Pittsburgh so loves ketchup.
Hey, Heinz is an establishment of Pittsburgh.
I get it.
It's right there in the Steel City.
I get it. I mean, it's a relatively overrated condiment, but there are better. But it's also sort of it's an ingredient in better condiments, like barbecue sauce. Like, if you make barbecue sauce, mm-hmm. you are probably using ketchup as a base.
Okay.
Right? Because I make a barbecue sauce at home, and I use ketchup as a base.
Okay.
Anyway. We don't have to get into that, but if you want my recipe, at A Gold Fan, I'll give you a recipe for really good barbecue sauce. But it's just funny that Roethlisberger is like, I can't believe it's not Heinz Field anymore. So when
he's not the only one in Pittsburgh, trust me.
When it's Duke's Field,
okay.
Does Duke make anything other than mayonnaise?
I don't think so.
Okay, when it's Duke's Field. Are you going to still call it Heinz?
No, it's actually going to be Acrisure Stadium.
Who?
Exactly.
What is that?
I don't know, but Acrisure bought the naming rights.
Okay. I hope they paid a lot for it.
I bet they did.
I bet they did pay a lot for it. It is the Steelers.
It's an insurance company.
Of course it is. So, yeah, that's right. The baseball stadium in Cleveland is Progressive Field. Maybe the, right? The isn't that where... The Guardians play?
The Guardians.
What, I can't even say that out loud without laughing. It's like the Commandos
mm-hmm.
to me. There's no difference. But Yankee Stadium has no corporate name.
Yeah.
Right? Dodger Stadium has no corporate name. It would seem really weird if they did. It would just seem really weird.
It really would be.
I don't believe that. Does Oriole Park at Camden Yards have a corporate name? I don't believe
so. Does Wrigley? Is that Wrigley's gum?
No, originally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was the original owners of the team.
Yeah.
So it didn't really matter.
That's true.
But I just think it's hysterical that Ben misses ketchup. You know, but Ben is the guy
mm-hmm.
who puts ketchup on everything.
Okay.
I think ultimately Ben is a guy who would put ketchup on anything.
Just don't put it on eggs.
I actually think that's all right.
No.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Depending.
No.
No, what's wrong with it?
Ketchup on eggs?
Yeah, no,
get
seriously.
Out of here. Gross.
I mean, I don't normally do it, but
nor
I think
should
it's
anybody.
I think it's acceptable. I know people who put ketchup on pizza.
That's even worse.
How about ketchup on spaghetti noodles?
No. They make sauce.
A 3-year-old does that.
That's sauce.
So, but you know, I think in the there are times where ketchup on eggs is not terrible. But I'm not a ketchup guy at all. I don't even use ketchup on fries.
We should put a poll out. Ketchup on eggs acceptable?
Do it. Put a poll. Put it on the board. I got no problem. We have more polls than you know what to do with.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.